He says progress is being made. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. As inflation reaches 40-year highs, President Biden says his administration is working to bring prices down.
With the Port of Los Angeles as a backdrop, President Biden said improving the supply chain is key to bringing down prices.
That's why I've been focused on ports.
The president pointed to less bottlenecks in part through new infrastructure spending, but says Congress can do more to rein in prices from shipping companies.
Foreign-owned shipping companies that raise their prices while raking in just last year $190 billion in profit.
Consumer prices jumped more than 8.5% last month from year over year. That is the highest figure since 1981. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The National Governors Association says it's forming a working group to come up with recommendations to stop mass shootings after the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. This coming as a report from the New York Times indicates police officers in Uvalde were told to wait for protective equipment before confronting the gunman last month at Rom Elementary School.
At least 12 of the 33 students inside that combined classroom were not immediately killed, and they were still alive within that 77-minute window. Alive at the same time, more than 60 police officers were on scene and ready, but told, as we know, by the school police chief to not confront the gunman right away.
Fox's Casey Stegall, 19 children and two teachers were killed in the shooting rampage. A state judge has ruled Alaska elections officials can't certify the results of the by-mail special primary for U.S. House until visually impaired voters are given a full and fair opportunity to participate in the elections. The special primaries tomorrow. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time
to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
A law goes into effect today in West Virginia aimed at stopping abortions based on the belief the baby would be born disabled.
The law was signed by Governor Jim Justice back in March on World Down Syndrome Day. The law does allow exception for cases where the mother's life is at risk or if physicians find the fetus to be not medically viable. Abortion otherwise in West Virginia is restricted to the first 20 weeks. The state has also only a single clinic performing abortions. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Police in Durham, New Hampshire have issued arrest warrants charging 46 fraternity members at the University of New Hampshire with student hazing stemming from an event in April. The warrants are against members of the Sigma Alpha Epsilon fraternity's New Hampshire Beta chapter. A UNH spokesperson says the school was made aware of the incident by the frat's national headquarters and immediately notified the local police. In a statement, the frat said it denounces all acts of hazing and misconduct. Summer heat, a hot topic on Google.
The tech company seeing an uptick in U.S. searches for how long does it take to get over heat exhaustion. The top trending related questions Americans have been searching include what is heat stress, what to do for severe dehydration, and what is the first sign of dehydration? Google says U.S. search interest for AC repair peaks every summer in June or July, adding search interest in short hair also peaks every summer during June in the U.S.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. The EPA says it will give $60 million to 12 states that have waterways that flow into the Mississippi River to help them control farm runoff and other pollution that contributes to a so-called dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico, where algae growth uses all the oxygen, allowing nothing else to grow. The money comes from the infrastructure bill that President Biden signed in November. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.